Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at y'all from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. We are thrilled that you have joined us here in, well, you're not here. If you are here, leave some money or something. But thanks for downloading us or listening to us as a rerun.
Yay.
On the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7, or downloading us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application.
Yes.
However, you have downloaded, you get us. Thank you so much.
Please clap.
Oh. Is that Jeb?
Is Echoey Jeb? Yeah.
Jeb!
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here.
Yay. Was Jeb Bush supposed to be like, I'm Jeb Bush, god damn it, I'm gonna take on the establishment? Is that who Jeb Bush was supposed to be?
Well,
who is Jeb Bush?
Please clap.
Well,
that guy sounds,
that's not him.
Not exciting. The guy we just heard.
That's not him.
He was begging for applause.
Like George was the fun fuck? Brother. George was, you know, George. I mean, he ended up with a drinking problem and a coke problem,
right?
But for a while, he was the fun brother, and Jeb was the stick in the mud. The boring.
What does it mean, though? What does it mean about your character if you're the kind of person that will beg the audience, please? Clap, please clap. I need it so much.
We see why he didn't.
God.
We see why he didn't make it.
Loser, man. No offense, Jeb, but jeez.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
You know, he sounded a little bit like Herschel Walker in that moment.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
Didn't he?
Says Jeb or George.
George, Jeb. GW.
Fucking, hey, Bushes, do us a favor. Get your fucking cum and your fucking jeans out of government. We've had enough of you fuckers.
Well, there's a bunch of them still.
Not in government. Who
sure,
else?
There's some Bush who went kind of Trumpy in, I think it's Jeb's son in
God.
Texas. There's a couple of Bushes from the next generation that are in
how do
politics.
We make that stop? I mean, guys, nobody wants that.
Thanks for joining us. Let's see what's did I mention that we are on Twitter. You can tweet us during the show if you want
Yay.
To communicate with us live at Crab Diving, CrabDiving. You can also shoot us a message on our Facebook. That
something is pissing me off all of a sudden. I just thought about this. We're talking about the Bushes, the W's, and all those fucks. Is that
it the paintings?
No, it's just, are the Bushes and people from that administration like welcomed back into government because Trump was so fucking
unwelcome.
Crazy? Trump, they lied us into a fucking war.
Yeah, but when were they officially unwelcomed?
Well, I did not welcome any of them back. Not right. For me.
I mean, but Washington did. If George Bush showed up at Washington, the red carpet rolls out.
God, you fucking Republicans.
Cheney less so, maybe.
God,
but
you're such losers. They lied us into a war and you're still there, bitch. And I feel like Donald Trump is, and I don't even know if this makes any sense, is like, normalize them a little bit. Because
right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution, tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment.
Jeez.
Right.
God damn, man.
We forget the artistry of Sarah Palin.
We shall not be numb to this insanity. We have to remember that. You know?
Let's check the headlines, see what the HuffPo has to say. The commie pinko liberal.
Iffy. Oh. Sarah Palin.
It was a sneezy cough.
Again, Sarah Palin, I feel like, is seen as less crazy since Trump.
I'll accept that. Which is scary.
Yeah, we are bonkers.
But she tried real hard.
She did.
To jump on the Trump train. And she's for some reason, Trump didn't want her.
Boring, I think. And she's not like walking around with the Heil Hitler.
She's no Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert.
You got to work a lot harder. You got to out Boebert.
Kamala Harris speaks at Tyre Nichols' funeral. He should have been safe, she said. Vice President Kamala Harris took the podium at Tyre Nichols' funeral today, condemned the actions of the Memphis police officers who beat him days before his death.
Jeez.
Quote, this is a family that lost their son and their brother through an act of violence at the hands and the feet of people who had been charged with keeping them safe, she said.
Right.
She was introduced by Reverend Sharpton, Al Sharpton, who was asked to deliver the eulogy.
Yes.
She said, skipping. And with this, I will say this violent act was not in pursuit of public safety.
Right.
Five officers have been charged with murdering Nichols. Police pulled over the 29-year-old black man on January 7th and proceeded to beat him and douse him in pepper spray as he screamed for help. A bruised and bloodied Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later.
God.
The Shelby County District Attorney's Office said earlier this week it's still investigating the events that led up to Nichols' death and may proceed with more charges. The office is looking into additional police and fire department personnel who interacted with Nichols the night of his traffic stop, some of whom have already been fired from their jobs.
Yeah, get as many of these motherfuckers as you can with this shit. God. What? How nightmarish. It's just so many of those cops from that precinct. What is that? What are you doing?
That's the treat you got her.
That's a dog treat.
I know. I was
tasting it.
Because it looks like it's like a Livisnap knockoff, I think.
You want to see if it's real?
I was tasting it to see if it tastes like a Livisnap.
I think it's a step above that. I don't think it's a knockoff.
Haven't you ever tasted a dog biscuit?
No, man. Oh, I don't know. I mean, what is that going to be like, you know?
Like cow taint and stuff like that. Well, you know, like you don't get that at McDonald's or.
Well, I just would like to think I don't.
Vice President Harris also demanded that Congress pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, named for another victim of police brutality, that contains several dramatic policing reforms aimed at combating police misconduct, eliminating excessive force, and fighting racial bias.
See, that's the thing. This is all crazy. It's like you have to have a law that tells cops not to use excessive force to kill the people that they're in contact with. It seems to me like these are people that shouldn't fucking be cops.
Right. Well, we have to
fucking first place.
We have to remove the special protections they have more than, and then start applying the laws to them.
Yes. That's where defunding is interesting. That's where that's interesting, because that's the money.
So that's the headline at the HuffPo. Let us see what the Drudge Report saith. FBI searches Biden home.
Oh, shit, Pat. Right.
Are they raiding his home? It's in big red letters over at Drudge, like it's really important. And then the story that they lead to says FBI found no classified documents in search
of
Biden home.
That's misleading as fuck then. That is so misleading, isn't it? God damn it, Drudge.
Meanwhile, they were invited.
Yes.
They were invited to come search after the lawyers had done a search.
But they make it sound like the FBI raided them.
Well, they didn't.
God, you're just like, I listen to a lot of this Monica Lewinsky podcast thing in the birth of the Drudge Report. Matt Drudge, shame on you. You know what I mean? Go fuck yourself.
Oh, well, yeah, he was scumbag. Some Hollywood, that was Hollywood, some essentially like a Hollywood rag for DC. He just got lucky that he knew Linda Tripp. That's it.
Right. Well, and speaking of Linda Tripp, like that person, I got to tell you, listening to her try to justify taping her friend Monica, like just to justify it, like
for the good of the country,
morally and shit. First of all, before you listen to that, listen to all the old episodes of Crab Diving at crabdiving.com.
Oh, it's a lot ask.
Right. And if you get bored, I guess go give Slate a listen. I mean, they got plenty of listens. But that fucking slow burn Monica Lewinsky shit is insane. It's insane. And fuck Matt Drudge.
So no documents found at Biden's house.
Ooh, that's not the way you made it sound. Fuck off.
Right.
All and the libertarians are just going to scan that and say, oh, look.
They didn't have to raid. You know why?
Because they cooperated.
Because Biden said, come on in and look.
Because.
I put an extra padlock on it and I had Stephen Miller's bed put right next to the door.
It's the
that's the best deterrent.
And he sleeps naked.
You know, clones don't make him any more or less gross. I can't imagine it would matter. The thing is, man, it's like isn't that the difference between having a president that maybe you might disagree with policies, but he doesn't want to skull fuck the country. Now Trump, on the other hand, hates America and wants to destroy it. So the FBI has to raid their house because he's hiding shit. Right. Biden wants to. He's like, hey, if I was Biden, I'd be pissed as fuck.
The planned consensual search was they did not have to obtain a warrant. Began at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, ended at noon. They had not gotten warrants for two prior FBI searches of other locations linked to Biden. You know why?
Why?
Because they didn't need a warrant because Biden said, come on in.
I would say if I'm Biden, I would get nuts. I would say, listen, fuck this. Find all these documents. I would tell my staff, you find these fucking documents right now. Every secret document they find, you have to say this one vacation day, everybody loses. And then all those documents will show up and there won't be this issue. You know what I mean?
A statement from the White House today: with the president's full support and cooperation, the DOJ is conducting a planned search of his home in Rehoboth, Delaware, under DOJ standard procedures in the interests of operational security and integrity. It sought to do this work without advance public notice. We agreed to cooperate.
Right. Did NARA exist during the Nixon administration, I wonder?
Oh, I don't know. Or did they start? Well, I mean, there had to be some kind of archivist, so I would say yes.
Right.
But I don't know when the Presidential Records Act.
That archivist is going to be a problem. I'm going to need.
When the Presidential Records Act passed, I don't know if that gave them more powers, less powers, changed them at all or whatever. So I don't know.
Who is that Nixon operative that died recently that was the guy?
Gordon Liddy?
Yeah. Nixon would be like, hey, Dean, go find Liddy.
Yeah, Liddy, he was crazy.
Nuts. Well, he's the one that proposed. He was like
he broke in. He was one of the burglars.
He did break
literally.
In. Listen, man, some of these documentaries, I mean, that break in should have been managed a lot more effectively. I think that was kind of the issue. But Liddy wanted to get all of Nixon's enemies on a boat. And with a bunch of prostitutes and film them getting laid, you know what I mean? So they could use it as compromise. He wanted to put the Democrats on a boat and send them on some fuck cruise and film it.
Right. Gary Hart. fell for that. Right? We've learned that
yeah.
that she was literally put on that, and someone on the boat coaxed her to go over and sit on his lap, and they got pictures, and that was it. That was the end of Gary Hart's presidential run.
Let me tell you something.
He would have been good. He was liberal as hell, yeah. I think.
Is he dead or is he around?
He's still around, I think.
Jeez, he must look at the shit Trump does and be like, oh my God, I was nothing. I mean, this is somebody sitting on my lap.
Still with us, 86 years old.
Okay.
So there you go. Those are your headlines, everybody. It's all very exciting. National Archives. Originally, each branch and agency of the government was responsible for maintaining its own documents.
Oh, okay.
Which often resulted in the loss and destruction of records. Go figure.
Wow.
Congress created the National Archives Establishment in 1934.
Oh, okay.
To centralize federal record keeping, with the Archivist of the United States serving as chief administrator. After a recommendation by the first Hoover Commission in 1949, the National Archives was placed within the newly formed GSA, General Services Administration.
Right.
NARA was officially given independence from the GSA with the passing of the Records Administration Act of 1984, thus giving birth to the institution that exists today.
Wow. So, geez.
There you go.
Do they have badges? I mean, is NARA an enforcement agency? I mean, do they have guns and shit? Like, if you have a document that's not turned in properly?
In 2022, a report from the National Security Archive revealed that the National Archives budget, when adjusted for inflation, has not increased since 1991, despite the exponential growth of electronic records created by the government.
Okay, guys. It's time to spend some money on this.
And I wonder who might be preventing that.
Republicans! They don't want to fund it. They don't want to fund this accountability.
They don't want records.
Yeah. They don't want records, man.
They don't want records.
We gotta spend, obviously, I mean, you could be argued, do we give a shit about this? Do we need to focus on this? Do we care if our secret documents get out? I mean, is it important? Do you think that's important or it's bullshit? Or
I think it's important that we know where our documents are.
Well, then I guess we have to fucking give NARA more fucking money then, guys.
Yeah. Well, you want to give them guns.
Yeah.
Don't you? You want armed librarians kicking in the doors.
For once. For once. I want to give librarians the tools to do their job more effectively. Your shit's overdue, motherfucker. Hands in the air.
What was that noise?
You went out? Okay. Goodbye.
Maybe NARA just gets tasers.
She wants to go get that
right.
That chewy.
But you guys have to understand, this police force is against politicians, not against citizens. So we're going to get the politicians that aren't turning in their documents. That's all it is. That's why. So it's not, NARA can never be used against the populace, only against politicians.
Right, right. No one's coming from your local library with an AK to the door.
Well, I mean, you better turn your shit in, though. I mean, you know what I mean? Where's that document, motherfucker?
Also in the news, trending over Twitter.
Woo! What did Trump do?
The number 5.1 billion?
Yes.
Because of this?
Dodaro, can you tell me how much COVID cash went to CRT?
CRT?
Critical race theory in education. It's a racist curriculum.
How much money went to critical race theory?
Who the fuck is that?
That's fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Proving, I should have guessed that.
Proving how sad it was that we didn't have her on committees for a whole 2 years.
How much money is teaching me to hate white people? How much?
Can you tell me how much COVID cash went to CRT.
COVID cash? How much COVID cash went to critical race theory?
She's making it sound like camel cash or something.
So stupid.
COVID cash.
How much COVID cash went to CRT?
CRT.
Critical race theory in education. It's a racist, curriculum used to teach children, that somehow their white skin is not equal to black skin and other things in education.
Yeah. No, I do not know that. But I do know that there's provisions that the, federal funds generally are not used, they're supposed to be used for curriculum.
Oh,
it's a state.
Oh, Mr. Dodaro, I have to tell you, in Illinois, that they receive $5.1 billion at an elementary school there that used it for equity and diversity.
Wait.
At an elementary school. $5.1 billion would entirely fund over 250 average public schools.
Well, it also might fund a part of an inaugural fund, too. I mean, that's a lot of money, isn't it?
It's a lie. She probably meant million, but she said billion.
You don't know what you're fucking talking about, you nasty Nazi fuck.
Some school received $5.1 billion to teach equity and diversity.
I'll go back into the woods.
They hate that, of course.
You fascist lunatic.
It's a racist curriculum used to teach children that somehow their white skin is not equal to black skin and other things.
There's no brain in your head. I'm sorry for you. God. You are a moron.
So embarrassing.
It is embarrassing that people in whatever fucking horrible hamlet you represent in North Georgia voted for you. Oh, you're a Kraken.
Wasn't she a carpetbagger, too?
No, I don't know.
Like, I don't think she was from that district when she moved into it.
It would make sense she would be from that district. I don't have a problem believing that Marjorie Taylor Greene would have came from there, but maybe she is a carpetbagger. Maybe she is.
I don't think she was from that far away, but I thought that wasn't like where she was living.
I don't know. Horrible.
I could be wrong.
Was she, what, I mean, and even her definition of critical race theory, I mean, it sounds stupid. I mean, it is stupid, but it also sounds stupid. This goes into some permanent record, the official record of Congress or some fucking shit. Does it?
Sure, yeah, sure. Yeah. She was born in Milledgeville?
Milledgeville, Georgia! Fuck you! So what if she's a carpetbagger from there?
Do you know
there?
Where that is?
What difference does that fucking make? It's some redneck hamlet to another redneck hamlet. Milledgeville! Fuck you! I think it's a little bit more civilized in Deliverance-ville where she's from, but...
Oh, yeah, it's down in the middle.
Let me see.
Between, like, Atlanta and Augusta.
It's hey, man, fuck you, motherfucker. That is not reasonable.
Like 50
down there.
Miles south of Athens. Athens and Macon.
Well, that's in the middle of fucking nowhere. I mean, it really
is. Yeah.
I don't know that it's that. I'm just saying that I could see lots of people there voting for her in either of the places we just mentioned.
Population 17,000.
Fuck you.
God. And she was...
Dumbass.
She went to school...
She did not. Fuck you. She did not go to school.
South Forsyth High School in Cumming, Georgia.
Cumming, Georgia. Hey, get your money back. They didn't teach you shit.
Smith versus Cumming, a very important district court case.
Right.
That established the citizens' rights to film the police in the pursuance of their duties.
Well... in the pursuance of their duties, which obviously is not protecting anyone.
So that means Cumming, Georgia was arguing to make it illegal to film police.
Jeez.
Smith won that one.
What if you're filming something, like you're just doing a selfie somewhere and then a cop's in the background? Could you even get in trouble for that?
Oh, they could shoot you in the back.
God.
Oh, wait, are you black?
Oh, yeah. This cop literally photobombed me.
So there you go. That's why 5.1 billion is trending.
God, that's so
on
stupid.
Twitter.
But really, her definition of critical race theory sounds.
Oh God, I mean, critical race theory is a college level course that is taught
term,
in like pre-law.
Can we play what she's... I hate to... I'm so sorry.
You want
to
hear her again?
She used the term something in her definition of this.
Or something.
Yeah, I mean, it really is not impressive. We don't really... She just...
Bedaro, can you tell me how much COVID cash went to CRT?
CRT?
Critical race theory in education. It's a racist curriculum used to teach children that somehow their white skin is not equal to black skin and other things in education.
Yeah. Yeah. And other things. And other things.
Other things!
Like that the South lost the war, the Civil War.
Guys, you and your constituents with your fucking grievance culture and shit. Holy fuck. I'm so sorry, Marjorie. I'm so fucking sorry. We had a black president. Get over it.
So congrats, McCarthy, jeez, for putting Margie back on committees so we can have clips like this.
Dear Republicans, I'm sorry. We had Obama. He did Obamacare and marriage equality. And I know that pisses you fuckers off. I'm so sorry.
Well, you forgot one major thing.
What?
He was black.
Oh my gosh. You're right, Pat. Does that bothers
that still? Yeah, they're still pissed about that.
Well, what the fuck? What era are you motherfuckers from? Jeez. This era.
2023.
Oh, we're so uncivilized.
Go a mile in that direction.
We're so uncivilized.
Go a mile in that direction. Alabama's 15 minutes that way.
We're steeped in stupid. And we're shooting each other. It's no help.
Join us tomorrow also for the same stuff, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget we're always available at your favorite podcast app.
Was there any... Did What's-His-Face have that meeting with Biden about raising the debt ceiling? Or whatever the fuck that was? The
McCarthy? I think that's ongoing.
Oh, my God. I heard Biden talking about it, and he's like, I want to see their plan. And
they won't have one. They're saying, you should come up with it, and we'll tell you if we like it.
Fuck these people. I you know what I mean? Fuck them.
Day one, you shut everything down. You drop a 50-foot electrified border wall with turrets onto the Rio Grande. And you catapult everybody into outer space who isn't supposed to be here. What do you do on day two? We still have a pretty diverse country. What do you do?
Listen, well, so this is obviously Nick Fuentes.
Yes.
So he says, first thing you do is you can catapult all the illegals out. But then what do? Because we still have a lot of brown people here that are actual citizens.
Well, Nick, if you get too crazy, someone might do something with you.
Rio Grande, and you catapult everybody into outer space who isn't supposed to be here. What do you do on day two when you still have a pretty diverse country? What do you do? Well, you got to restore order. You got to put the soldiers on the ground, and they got to restore law and order.
Oh, they got to kill all the brown people. Go ahead and say it, Nick.
Is Nick a Christian? Is he into Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
Is this remotely Christian?
Yes.
To him?
100%. American Christian? Absolutely.
Man.
Arguably, you know, talk to the Muslims during the Crusades. So it seems to be pretty endemic in Christianity.
Does Nick Fuentes think that it's like anybody that he deems that he thinks shouldn't be in this country say, okay, let me just line up and you can catapult me whenever you like out of this country. I'll just line up and comply and do that. Do you think that's how it'll go? Does he think that's how it'll go?
No, that's why he's saying we got to put the armies on the ground and
restore order. You got to put the soldiers on the ground and they got to restore law and order. You got to go into San Francisco. You got to go into Chicago. You got to go into New York. And when you see looters and smash and grab and all this, these people got to be hunted down. They just got to be hunted down. They can't get away with it. It's got to be like Tombstone. The National Guard
or
the Army.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean, not even code words, right? I mean,
if you're talking about how your vision of government, you're using the movie Tombstone, then I'm not into that government. God, you're going to roll into Chicago? Good luck, motherfucker.
That's their fat fantasy. Riding horses with guns.
This motherfucker thinks he's going to roll into Boys Town in Chicago with all the gay bodybuilders. They're going to beat the shit out of you, you dumb fuck. The dancers, too.
Part of the army. And rather than focusing on Trump supporters and creating ISIS in the Middle East or whatever, Russia or trying to go to war with China, let's use DHS and the NSA and the FBI and the military and the National Guard to go after the scourge of crime. We can solve all the crime.
How about this? Trump You're a scourge, motherfucker.
Trump is like, I like that idea. Yeah, I like that idea.
He thinks, how about we send a couple of chorus boys down there to teach Nick Fuentes a lesson, theoretically, figuratively, I mean. My God. These people...
We don't support any...
No. I'm just saying that these violence. People think they can just say that they're going to just move everybody out of this country because
it's not
going to
happen.
Go fuck yourself, man.
Into these horrible neighborhoods, and you could clean them up in a week. It doesn't have to happen for very long. You need to have a really brutal period where, you know, looters are just getting, like, shot, okay? It's got to just be like the Wild West. It's got to be like Tombstone for like a little while.
Fuck
and
me.
It's like these people are, they're like, oh, all right, you know, I bet, you know, and then they go and they steal a catalytic converter and then they just get wasted. You know, they just got to get wasted.
Jesus Christ.
What is wrong with him?
But that's Tombstone. That's how Trump feels. That's how a lot of these Republicans in charge feel. They would never say this out loud.
Yes.
Yet. but there's fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene, who we just played saying $5.1 billion, was at his fucking rally last year,
right?
At Fuck Pack or whatever the hell he is. America First AF.
It was the Fuck Pack. Yes. Well, I mean, it's their sentiment, though. I mean, that's how they feel. At the very most, at the very least, they're indifferent to people that don't belong.
Yeah.
At the worst, they want to mow him down. I mean, Mitt Romney was like, well, some people I'm never going to fucking reach, so fuck them. I mean, he's essentially saying the same thing. These people are just following through.
But a converter, and then they just get wasted. You know, they just got to get wasted. They start running, and they think the cops aren't going to chase them, and they just get wasted. They just, like, head exploded from a mile away. Military sniper just blows their head off.
Dude, please.
And,
towel off.
You know, people are going to complain. They're not going to like it. But that's like the kind of thing that's got to happen. It's for everybody's benefit.
Oh, it's for everyone's good. Ooh. It's for the good of everyone. What about the people you're mowing down?
God, it must be so much fun to hang around.
What about their good?
Fucking suck Kanye's dick all fucking day, isn't it? You feel, hey, Nick. Did you feel like a big celebrity hanging out with Kanye? I talked about, oh, I love Nazis.
With
oh, I love
Trump.
Nazis.
You mean having dinner with Trump?
Yeah, that's.
I didn't know this guy, but I like him. Who is this guy?
I hate our culture so horrible. It's so horrible. Nick Fuentes.
Nick fucking Fuentes.
Jeez.
This is sticking with the Nick Fuentes network.
And there's less of these fucks than there are of us. A lot less.
Yes.
So fuck them.
This is... Right Wing Watch describes him as neo-Nazi Andrew Anglin.
Yeah.
Well, here you go. This is on the same... I think he's on Nick's network.
Yes.
Well, let me see. I don't know. Mm-mm. Maybe. I don't know where this is from.
Right.
Paul was basically telling, I mean, firstly, he encouraged people to be incels, but he also just said women just need to shut up and not be involved in anything. They should take care of their
own. He doesn't mean Paul McCartney.
Yes.
Or Paul Lind.
Oh, it's not Paul Lind.
No, not Paul Lind.
Okay, sad.
But he's talking about Paul, incorrectly, the apostle who founded the church.
The guy in the Bible?
Yeah, the Paul, the founder of the church is not the Paul that was the opossum.
So he's wrong. Who is this again?
This is neo-Nazi Andrew Anglin.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yes.
Wielding his Christianity with a swastika attached.
Oh, that's nice.
Paul was basically telling, I mean, firstly, he encouraged people to be incels, but he also just said women just need to shut up and not be involved in anything. They should take care of their home. Mm-hmm. And people will say, oh, but Paul said to love your wife. And it's like, well, obviously, I mean, obviously you don't hate your wife. You should take care of your wife. She is the mother of your children, but you should have total control over her.
Well, yeah, God. Obviously you should, you know, put up with her and shit. I mean, duh.
This dude is hard to follow. It's a lot to get. There's a lot to absorb.
What?
Andrew Anglin.
It just amazes me. Like, what women?
Jesus Christ.
What's wrong with women that are into this shit? Well, what's wrong with women that want to fuck Andrew Anglin? Neo-Nazi.
I bet there's a lot of people that
if
don't
there are.
Listen to their significant other's podcast, and they very well might not know.
You think that she doesn't know?
I don't know.
You're dating a prominent neo-Nazi and you don't know it?
You don't listen to the podcast. You're just walking around. You don't know. I don't know.
Here's more of this fucking Nazi fuck.
What a dickhead.
And in this society, that is actually impossible. So there's some question of how you're even supposed to do it. But
oh, this society of ours. You can't smack your wife around. Keep her in order, damn. Ryan. You can't be in charge of her, this fucking society of ours.
Why don't people understand? It's like when you're resorting to violence, that means you're not as smart. It's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. They don't care about that because they're not smart.
Use your brain and your words.
They can't.
This guy sucks. Hey, Andrew, this is not related to what we're talking about in this segment, but I'm just going to say, in general, my critique would be he has a very bad personality. That's what is coming through. You know what I mean? And it makes me...
I'll go with that.
Fucking hate him. You know? It's weird. Work on that, you fuckface. Oh,
maybe Paul did spread the... Oh. I went to fact check myself.
Which book of the Bible is he in the... The Return of the King, or
Paul, commonly known as Paul the Apostle and Saint Paul,
nine
was a Christian apostle who spread the teachings of Jesus in the first century world.
Zootalore.
Generally regarded as one of the most important figures of the apostolic age, he founded several Christian communities in Asia Minor.
Oh, wow.
And Europe from the mid 40s to the mid 50s, Anno Domini.
That's what Jim Baker did. He started a real estate thing too. Remember? See, he just like Apostle Paul.
Oh, but he was not.
Jim Baker started communities too.
But he wasn't one of the apostles.
Well, where did you learn that?
I think.
Where did you learn about the Bible? In Jesuit school or some bullshit like that from the Catholics? Did you guys learn about the Bible?
Oh, Paul's the road to Damascus dude who got converted.
At midday, a light brighter than the sun shone around both him and those with him, mm-hmm. Causing all of them to fall to the ground, mm-hmm. with the risen Christ verbally addressing Paul regarding his persecution.
Ooh. What the fuck is this shit? This is some crazy shit, Paul. Wow.
Having been made blind, along with being commanded to enter the city, his sight was restored 3 days later by Ananias of Damascus.
Yay!
Oh, thanks, Ananias.
How did they do that?
After these events, Paul was baptized, beginning immediately to proclaim that Jesus of Nazareth was the Jewish Messiah and Son of God.
Right. Jeez. Well, hey, well, congratulations, Paul. It sounds like you've been through a lot. All your... Very popular in the Bible.
Now, St. Peter's bones, what we saw, allegedly.
Yes. Oh, okay. With the Shroud of Turin.
Remember in the Scavi under,
underneath
the Vatican.
Right.
When we took that tour.
Yeah.
That special secret tour.
Right. Jeez.
This dog is going crazy over here with his bone, man. She's trying to bury it. She's putting fake dirt over it. It's my favorite part.
Here's the rest of the Nazi.
God.
You're even supposed to do it, but that's a topic for another time. But anyone who tries to say that like Christianity supports women and women dominance and that Christianity says women are not obsessed with sex and don't base their entire existence around sex, go read the letters of Paul. Go read any of the church fathers. I mean, these are – it sounds like –
Because whose word are you going to take about 21st century society but some goat herder from 50 AD?
Yeah, and it's been translated, man. I mean, it's not you have to figure there might have been something lost in there. I mean, and you're saying, well, you know.
They're not bright.
These people just want justifications to beat on women.
So he there's too much more of this. There's another minute. I don't want to listen to him that much more of this. Him.
Yeah.
But he goes on to say, you're not going to have a woman voluntarily submit to you. So you're going to have to force her.
No. Oh, okay.
He wants religious and legal laws.
Well,
put out there.
Sounds
to,
like,
religious mandate for men to be able to force women to submit to them.
It sounds like he needs to live in Afghanistan, right? Or Saudi Arabia, yeah. Or someplace like that, you dumb shit. Or Alabama might work.
Fucking Ali Alexander is out there too. You know, one of the Stop the Steal organizers of January 6th.
Yes.
And he's batshit as crazy. He's as bad as Anglin. I mean, really, when it comes to it. But and here he is talking about January 6th.
Okay.
On some podcast.
I'm going to raise $1 to $10 million to retell the January 6th story. I'm not going to let that day go down in history as a day of bastards. It should be a day of celebration. It should be a day of understanding. And a day of understanding that the government is here to rule over you unless you rule over them.
Cool. Thank you. Good point.
He wants to do some PR work for January 6th.
Oh, please.
And I'm going to rule over them. And if they're going to Malcolm X me, Bobby Kennedy me, what? MLK me, JFK me.
Nobody cares about you. No one's going to kill
is this
you.
Again? Is this
Ali Alexander.
Hey, are you
how dare you? Yeah.
He's equating himself with all those people.
Some incel in his fucking basement is, if they MLK me.
Let's find some other celebrities that fit you more, that match you. Who is it?
If they Scott Baio me.
Yeah. They Kid Rock me, even.
And I intend to rule over them. And if they're going to Malcolm X me, Bobby Kennedy me, MLK me, JFK me, so be it. But I refuse to be the patsy or the fall guy for something that was not my fault. I did come up with January 6th. The White House joined after I came up with it. They asked my permission to take it over. I let them take it over.
Hey.
Guys, she is upset, man. Give me your dog. Ali Alexander. Geez, she is upset. Ali Alexander is famous because he's just a dumb fucking podcaster. Is that it?
No, he's an organizer.
That's right.
He helped organize. He's one of the top
January
6th
guys. Was his brainchild.
He got Alex Jones together with a whole bunch of these the boys, and he helped organize January 6th. Stop the Steal rally.
God, this guy sucks.
I let them take it over, and I deeply regret letting them take it over. I'm going to raise.
So there you go. I'm not going to let that day go down in history as a day of bastards. It should be a day of celebration.
Well, you know, it is for some people. Allie, some people like that day.
And he plans on raising $1 to $10 million to retell the story. And you know he'll get it in a minute.
You think so?
Oh, he's going to hang a shingle out there and say, send me money on Twitter. He's going to be on Rumble
and on
Truth. And the droolers are going to send him money.
My God, guys. That I don't understand. You are their perpetual mark. That's all it is. You're their perpetual mark.
Yes.
Do they ever not want to be? They like it, though. Ooh, they like it. You like being their mark? That's crazy. In the first district of Florida, you're Matt Gaetz' mark. You're Matt's mark. Matt's a diddler, allegedly.
Hey, Shelby.
You know what I mean? It's insane.
Are you done? You're done sounding the alarm? Thank you.
Is it safe here? Just check the perimeter.
Also in the news, thanks.
She would keep us safe during the zombie apocalypse. She would let us know when.
Or let all the zombies know where we are. It might be more appropriate.
Yeah, that's true, man. You gotta watch that.
Bark, 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 bark.
Right, right. Another zombie.
There's a certain kind of charisma that the dictator has that you know, a congressman or a senator or even a president or a prime minister or whatever just doesn't have.
Well, yeah, it's a committee. No one respects a committee, you know, which is essentially what democracy is just an endless committee making decisions instead of someone who knows the way and can lead people to glory. That's really what it comes down to.
And it's like if you're the president, it's like, oh, you're going to keep the voters on side and making sure everyone likes you so that you get voted in. And what is the media going to say tomorrow? If you're the dictator, you're just like, fuck you, bitch. Like, I'm in charge. If you don't like it, I'll kill you. Like, it's just so much more.
Fuck you, fuck you, bitch. I'm in charge. If you don't like it, I'll kill you.
How is that any fun? Why does anybody want to operate like that? That's no fun.
These two assholes. This is John Miller and Joel Davis.
Okay, I've never heard of you two fucking losers.
Far-right activists on some podcast.
We cover this shit all the time. Never heard of you before, you fucking losers. That's what you want?
You're the dictator. You're just like, fuck you, bitch. Like, I'm in charge. If you don't like it, I'll kill you. Like, it's just so much more based. Like, it's just so much more, you know,
more based and just more respectable, to be honest.
It's more based and more respectable to have a dictator saying, fuck you, bitch.
Yes.
I'm in charge. If you don't like it, I'll kill you.
Oh, stretch it out for the ball gag. Take it. That's what you want.
They're monsters. They're just monsters.
They want to be domed by some weird fascist. That's what they want. Some evil fascist.
Well, but they think they're
going to
be in charge. They're going to be the ones getting to step their boots on of the brown people.
No, wait now, fascists. You'll get your turn with the ball gag. Don't you worry.
Friday's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
But creepily.
Yes.
Today, dozens of members of Congress joined a herd of nationalists and religious right activists.
Oh, how fun. Oh, give it up for the spreaders.
In D.C. at the Museum of the Bible. Remember, that's Hobby Lobby cunts.
Right.
Who the museum is a lot emptier because they were caught literally stealing antiquities from the Middle East and importing them.
They are literally the bad guys in every motherfucking Indiana Jones
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
Every time. The Bible Museum. Shame. The Bible Museum.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today to seek your forgiveness.
Ooh, sorry.
Father, we thank you for that forgiveness.
Fuck
we
you.
Thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace.
This is their music. I'm not adding the music.
I'm the voice of God.
Oh, you're going to answer him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Arthur.
Yeah.
To seek your forgiveness.
No, go fuck yourself.
Father, we thank you
for
that forgiveness. Ugh. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace.
Boom. I just gave you
Father, I want to lift up these faith leaders from across the nation.
Ooh.
Father, I want to thank you that we can...
You know who this is?
Who is this?
These are the mellifluous tones of our Speaker of the House,
Kevin McCarthy. Kevin! Hey, it's God. I didn't realize it was the Speaker of the House. Holy shit. How sad.
Fuck you even harder. Yeah.
Yeah, you suck. That's it? That's the prayer from the Speaker of the House?
This is the Speaker of the House of our
That's
country.
Bullshit. Hey, Kevin, I've had so many better prayers from lesser speakers, I think.
Thank you for your grace. Father, I want to lift up these faith leaders from across the nation.
You're creepy.
Father, I want to thank you that we can pray and seek your word and seek your forgiveness in the Museum of the Bible.
Now, fuck off.
That we can still Honor your word, study your word, and teach the next generation.
Did you practice?
Father, I want to lift up these leaders of Congress that are here today. Father, I want to lift up those who are not here today. I want you to open their hearts. I want you to help them to be bold.
You think this is the only prayer I'm listening to today, you fuck? So get to the point. What do you want, you stupid shit?
They even
got
music behind him, and it's horrible.
Holy shit. Yeah, lose the music, Kevin.
Skipping. Maybe he picks it up at the end. Damn. Maybe he's lulling them, and he gets the fire of Jesus in him later. Geez, do you think he speaks in tongues?
Yeah. La la ba da ding dong y doobie.
Father, we know there is a time and a place that you ask us to serve.
Oh, you. Jesus.
Father, I hope and I pray that you continue to remind us of that. Father.
God. Jesus.
Kevin, I gotta be honest. You're creeping me the fuck out. I hate this prayer. This sucks.
Awful.
What? Just tell me what you want and I'll make it. I'll give it to you. Just get to it, please. You're gross. Just tell me what you want. Tell us. My God. That's a note everyone can take. Tell me what you want and quit making me listen to this other shit. God damn. Is there more to Kevin McCarthy?
Hey!
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Where was Paula White?
Get to the point like Paula does. Right. Get right to the tongue talking. Hey, Paula. Lala shroom shama ta 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 ta.
God, these guys
are... Da-da-da-da.
Heavenly Father, you are so faithful.
Oh, my God. This is Representative Diana Harshbarger.
Harshbarger? I've never heard of that.
I don't know where she's from, but God, she's these people, hell. This is what they're doing on...
I think she's the first
on
district.
Our time, on our dime. They go pass laws, you assholes.
Yeah. This is from the first district of Mordor.
First district in Tennessee.
Boy, mine.
Same, close to the same thing.
Fuck you.
God, you love us. You are so good to us. Oh. But you are also a God who will not tolerate unholiness.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me.
Father, my prayer is that you would put godly people in places of authority.
Oh.
Give us wisdom and discernment to do your will, Father.
Yeah, fuck right off. I'm not
She's like,
that.
You love us, but we know we want you to fuck up the people we don't like, Lord.
How do I give you discernment? And what's the other thing this lunatic wants? What does she want? Discernment and wisdom? Fuck, I don't have that.
Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope in the future.
I never wrote that.
God, I want to give the people in this nation hope. We are the remnant.
Gross. Get the fuck out. Shut the fuck up. God, honestly, God probably want to just be honest and say, I'm going to stop you right there. I can't take this. Is there anyone else I can listen
to? This is Representative Randy Weber from Texas.
Father, you say in your word that unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain.
You sound like a
Lord,
perv.
We are a nation without a rudder adrift. Father, we think we're so smart. We've kicked you out of schools. We've kicked prayer out. We've kicked the Ten Commandments. And we've replaced you with drug-sniffing dogs, with armed police officers, with metal detectors. Lord, forgive us.
You people, you did this. You are the guys who want guns in schools. This is Representative Randy Weber of Texas.
Hey, Randy, this is Jesus, or God, whichever. You're a bitch, man. Shut the fuck up.
You know...
What the fuck, Randy?
You think they would be like, we love God, yes. Let's have some cool music.
Right,
This is Festivus.
What do you want me to do? This guy's
Christian Festivus.
Is he sitting there beating himself with a chain?
Oh, God, we know you love us and everything, but what about all these people putting their wieners in other people's butts, Lord?
Randy, go to the glory hole. Get somebody to fuck you, put your nipples in a vice. Satisfying.
With drug-sniffing dogs, with armed police officers, with metal detectors. Lord, forgive us. Father, we've trampled on holy matrimony. Lord God, we have killed so many babies, and we called them a choice. And I remember in Deuteronomy 30:19, Moses called Israel to choose life. So
listen, God wrote the book. Don't quote it back to him. Yeah, that's offensive. Why do you keep doing that?
And I didn't write that. I don't recognize any of this fucking shit. These pervy little monks had their hands on my book for years and translated and translated. They were high as shit on roots and mushrooms. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
God doesn't need footnotes.
Right.
He wrote it. He doesn't need your... I'll remind you in Deuteronomy 69, Lord.
Yeah, take Deuteronomy and shove it up your asshole.
30:19, Moses called Israel to choose life so that we and all of our descendants could live. Lord, our descendants aren't living. We're killing them in the womb. Father, you also say in your word that the borrower is slave to the lender. What? Lord, we have totally...
And this asshole is weeping over the dead babies. But he's just the most corrupt, racist, sexist, misogynist fuckwad out there.
The God I would like to, if God existed, I would like to think God would tell this person to fuck right off. Fuck right off. Take your shit and get out of here. Nobody gives a
fuck. Your word and your precepts, and we're $33 trillion in debt.
Oh, Lord, you're really angry with us because Mr. Trump, the Democrats, gave those tax breaks to the rich.
Yeah, this guy is a performance artist. What is he, a congressperson?
Yeah, these are all congressmen. Oh. This is what they're doing today instead of... legislating and helping the people.
I don't understand what this is. This is just a call to Jesus?
It's the National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance, Ryan.
When does this... God is like, when does this day stop? Because this sucks.
Father, we think we're so smart, but Lord, please forgive us. Please, please put America back on the right path to worshiping you, Father. I ask this through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Amen. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
You're a gross, morbid fuck. Quit with the blood of the Lamb. Nobody likes that. That's some weird shit. Fuck off. Nobody understands. What are you talking about? Ugh. Jeez, man. Can you imagine if your God, there's no, guys just listen to these prayers all day. It's just people saying the dumbest shit. No offense.
Yes. Arthur. Arthur, King of the Britons. Oh, don't grovel. One thing I can't stand, it's people groveling.
Sorry.
And don't apologize. Every time I try to talk to someone, it's sorry this and forgive me that, and I'm not worthy. What are you doing now?
I'm averting my eyes, oh Lord.
Well, don't. It's like those miserable psalms. They're so
depressing.
Karaoke Monty Python might be fun.
This is how I spent my time in my teen years, memorizing Star Wars and Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Right, right. And asking for stupid shit all the time.
Oh, Lord.
Like, if anybody down there prays that their team wins because of a gambling thing, I want a taste. I want 10%. Oh, yeah. I'll make it happen. You just have to cut me in. Right in your prayer.
This is maybe Representative Mary Miller of Illinois. Maybe she'll...
Oh, a progressive?
Maybe she'll give a... No, she's a Republican.
Oh, she's a Republican.
But maybe she'll give an uplifting...
National Suck Jesus' Dick Day.
Maybe this will be optimistic and uplifting.
Jeez, man. Oh, okay.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today covered in that precious blood of your Son and in his righteousness as grateful recipients of your grace to earnestly plead for a spirit of repentance to move among this nation. It is true, God has shed his grace on us, on America, but we have lost our way.
We've lost our way, Lord.
If you want something from someone, here's a tip. Don't slather yourself in the blood of their Son and then come begging for it. I mean, that is some fucked up, that's some Florida shit.
Well, she was disappointing, I might say.
Yes.
What's this? This is Tony Perkins praying.
Now, at least yes.
He's got some, he's got some chops.
He's
right, right.
He's a mogul.
I want you to join me now in extending your hands if you feel comfortable in doing that. And I'm going to ask the members of Congress,
I'm just going to pray over you, and I'm going to ask you just to look at me as I pray.
Time out. Is he a guest at Congress?
No, they're at the National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance at the Bible Museum in D.C.
So all these, okay, I'm just putting my mind around it. It's all these, like, people that we voted for are at the motherfucking Bible Museum.
Well, we didn't vote for any of these assholes. These are all Republicans.
Well, we are our country in general.
Father, I thank you for these men and women that you have called to this city for this time.
I didn't do that.
I found a black one.
Well, wait. One second,
I found a black person.
I did not call anybody to this event. I did not create this event on Facebook. This is not a God event. I didn't invite anybody to dumb fucking Bible college. That's a lie.
Obviously, it wasn't Rudy either.
Right.
He'd be at the Four Seasons.
God's like, listen, man, if you're going to fuck with Rudy, you got to write the details down.
Next door to the peep show.
God be like.
And a crematorium. Wasn't there like a crematorium
yes!
across the street?
Yes.
And a peep show adult bookshop dildo shop.
What do you think? What do you think Rudy asks? What do you think Rudy prays for?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I mean,
I pray that my hair
quiet,
dies. Peace and quiet. My hair dye sets.
Here's more of a Tony Perkins. Just
shits.
A couple of seconds of him.
This city for this time, we are grateful for them, and we thank you for them. And Father, right now I pray over them. I pray healing for
God. You know, it's
I'm
just
not
music.
Heal anybody, dumb fuck.
Oh, they just pan to the audience, and I can't see one black person.
Yeah,
not one.
I mean, it's the pianist is killing it though.
I'm putting the average age at 60 something.
Oh yes,
in the audience.
Let me ask you something: is that a click track, or is there a live musician there at the Bible Museum?
I don't see. Oh, well, there's a guy playing a keyboard, it looks like.
That's this
maybe
must
it's
be.
Paula White's husband.
Yeah. Oh, it's the guy from Journey.
Yeah.
You know what, though? This must be a thing that religious people do or musicians do. They pray or they play throughout a prayer. That must be an art.
Well, he's.
How do you accompany the prayer but not take
he's
a.
He's just arpeggiating chords. I mean, it's not really.
He's accompanying the prayer. You're belittling his art.
But I don't. This guy doesn't seem to be following what's being said. Well, first of all, everything being said is boring, is batshit and whiny and pissy and whiny and. Please, God, save the baby.
they should really have a banjo accompanying this.
This is. Right-wing pastor Andrew Brunson. This is at the, maybe this will have some fire to it, at the National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance.
Ooh, it sounds fun too, right?
I believe that we are in danger of judgment as a nation, especially because we have become the primary corrupter of the world, and particularly of youth and children.
Yes.
Our government and corporations increasingly march under the rainbow flag.
This is a pastor?
March.
Our government and everybody continues to march under the rainbow flag.
You know, it's wild. It's like our society becomes more inclusive. And to this guy, he sees like gay Nazis. That's what he. That's
but
what
a
he
shitty
imagines.
Pastor. Oh, listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying
all the pastors we play, and this motherfucker is literally speaking like this in a monotone.
Yeah. Oh, let's hear.
We
more.
Have lost our way.
Jeez.
Of youth and children.
Of youth and children.
Our government and corporations increasingly march under the rainbow flag.
We continually march under the rainbow flag.
Has he done any vocal training or anything like that? Because what I would. Who is this?
Andrew Brunson.
Andrew.
Pastor Andrew Brunson.
Andrew, you need to at the beginning of your sentence, take a big breath from your diaphragm. Man. And throughout the whole sentence, you need to work to push all that air out when you're saying that shit.
It's embarrassing.
It's a basic shit we're talking about.
Compared to some of these other guys we play.
You really got to step it up a notch. Who the fuck does this guy think he is? Right. Warm your shit up. Get some vocal training.
God, the whole tone of that thing is just so.
You're not standing close enough to the mic.
Funeral like. I mean, there's nothing celebratory about this. Whatsoever.
You need to get a sound guy that can fix you. That'll make you sound less shitty.
It's just
right. That's what he needs.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Sean here, and I hope you're doing.
Oops. What that is.
First. And unsolicited information until it started pouring forth, and then we commanded it in the name of Jesus.
See what I mean?
Gave us the first and last names of the six witches that have been sent as plants at Global Vision Bible Church.
Sent.
You see, there's not a lot of sentences out there that will be more insane than what he just said. However, it was clear. It was structured
well.
Oh, yeah. I understand what the fuck he's talking about. Now, that guy we just played sucks. And you know,
you
got a long way to go, buddy.
I'm to the place right now. If you vote Democrat, I don't even want you around this church. You can get out. You can get out, you demon. You can get out, you baby butchering.
See, now, I would have more respect if these motherfuckers were like this.
Well,
instead of this, some cocktail music playing in the background, and
is it the effort at least
we have fallen to the rainbow flag.
Jesus, it really is mealy mouthed and sad and like what is it? It's
pathetic. It's
You do things my way or I'm leaving. Will you take your Tonka toys and go somewhere else? Because we're not playing your games. We're playing Holy Spirit games around here. We let the Holy Spirit dictate what...
You take your Tonka toys. You take your Tonka toys. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, listen to that guy.
Your Tonka toys.
And Greg Locke goes all the way into the words. This other guy's just trailing off. Your diction sucks.
I'm leaving. Will you take your Tonka toys and go somewhere else? Because we're not playing your games. We're playing Holy Spirit games around here. We're letting the Holy Spirit dictate what's done in this church, not you and how mad you are.
Is he talking about Larry?
I was wondering if he's talking about Larry.
Larry
across
just
the street.
Says, well, people park on his yard, you fuck. That's it.
Right.
And Greg, you have to understand that when you people come to town, it probably is terrifying. If you're just living there, just chilling, and all of a sudden... The Greg Locke army shows up. And you're looking for witches, man? I mean, listen, if your own congregation, you're like, there might be witches in my church, and you're even singling people out, when do you start saying, you know what, I think there's a witch living in the house down there?
Well yeah.
We passed by their house.
Well, the Spirit gave him the first and last names.
Right.
Of the witches that are sitting right here this week.
Maybe that's the deal with that other guy, Andrew, what's his fuck, who's so boring and he's such a poor speaker. Maybe he's not in touch with the spirit like Greg Locke is.
Well, yeah.
Is that possible?
Possibly. Greg Locke missed his calling.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
You think he should have been an actor? Yeah.
Well, I mean, are we talking about... I mean, he must be doing pretty well. He must be making cash, right? I mean...
But he says he's not into cash. He's going after he's going after all these guys.
Oh yes. It's not the money.
He's going after all the guys that are supposedly making money, like your Joel Osteens and remember he said Joel Osteen likes little boys and shit.
Right. But he also said the reason why he's in a tent is because the overhead's so much lower, but he could get 3,000 people in there still. So, I mean, I guess it's not about the money. But it is, right. You know what I mean? And the tent is smart.
Right. He spent $500,000 on a tent.
Because what's going to happen? What do you put a brick and mortar thing up and then all of a sudden some council or some neighborhood thing, they don't want you there or I don't know. You get ran out of town. But if it's a tent, you just pack your shit up. Go to the next fucking place.
Yeah. Here we go.
Quite an article today based on Sarah Carter's investigation that was revealed on Hannity the other night about Kensington, the area of Philadelphia that is a drug bazaar. reminds me of what we used to have, in Alphabet City, when I first started with Koch and did the Federal Day program, or up in Washington Heights, which we did with Howard Safer when we seized all the cars and stopped the drug dealing there. Quite an article today based on Sarah...
It's, Rudy.
It's Rudy's podcast.
He sounds like Rudy needs to...
He's upset with New York and the Democrats that are soft on crime. He goes on to say...
There's a drug bazaar.
The easiest thing is to stop crime outside. If you can't fix crime outside, do something else for a living.
I'm just thinking about crime, and it seems like... Seems like Rudy is like these days anyway, he's more on the other side of crime. Like, it's weird to see him talking about preventing crime. He's more of a guy that does the crime.
Yes.
I kind of feel that.
Yes. He's being investigated for the crimes.
Yes. That's a good point. He's doing the crimes. You know, that's the thing when he's praying, Jesus is listening to Rudy. He's like, oh, this is so brutal. I'm so glad I'm not down there with you.
Right.
Disgusting.
This is scary.
Okay.
The Department of Education in Ohio.
Yes.
Is investigating a homeschooling group that is openly anti-Semitic and Nazi. Run by a couple.
Yes.
Has thousands of members, this homeschooling group.
Like on Facebook?
Operated by a couple from Upper Sandusky, Ohio. Logan and Katia Lawrence were the operators of the neo-Nazi dissident homeschool group.
That sounds fun.
Boasting over 2,500 members on their Telegram channel. Oh,
Jesus, guys. What are they called? The what?
The Dissident Homeschool Group.
I got to tell you, someone's like, do you want to be a member of the Dissident Homeschool Group? Well, it sounds a little weird. Let me look into it.
The group openly advocates white supremacist ideologies with the aim to make sure the children they teach, quote, become wonderful Nazis.
Well, okay, I'm going to stop you there. Thank you so much for the invitation, but that is not my thing. I'm going to have to say no.
The Lawrences share their classroom schedules, homework assignments, and lesson plans with other parents in the group, the vast majority of which are infused with Nazi ideology and or open praise for Hitler.
Yay! I've never really heard it described like that. Nazi ideology, sure. But open praise for Hitler? Open praise, that's what Kanye did, though, right?
Katya Lawrence also shares examples of how her family embraces Nazi ideology, including baking a Führer cake for Hitler's birthday.
Nice!
And sharing a recording of her children shouting Sieg Heil.
Well, geez, what? That's nice. I don't know what I'm
saying. In Ohio,
supposed to
this
say.
Is this these people are probably getting funding.
From whom?
From
the government?
No. The Republicans want to fund homeschool groups like this.
No. Not like
with
this.
Our tax dollars.
No, we don't need to fund neo-Nazi white supremacist homeschool groups.
Stephanie Siddons, the interim superintendent of public instruction at the Department of Education in Ohio, said, I am outraged and saddened. There is absolutely no place for hate-filled, divisive, and hurtful instruction in Ohio schools, including our state's homeschooling community. I emphatically and categorically denounce the racist, anti-Semitic, and fascist ideology and materials being circulated.
See, there you go. See, Schittler, do you remember when there was that the Jews will not replace us, the lunatic march, and then he needed to come out against white supremacy and he couldn't quite do it?
Good people on both sides.
But see, this person did it good, right? She said the right things.
Under Ohio state laws, the Lawrences simply have to inform the local superintendent that they want to homeschool their children and agree to abide by certain broad conditions in order to legally keep their children out of public schools.
Can we put a condition being that you not be a fucking Nazi? Can we have that condition, please? It sounds like to me we need different conditions.
Yeah, and we would rather not have uneducated humans running around.
Well, and well, this is different though. This is like, I would say, radicalized uneducated humans too.
Right, but I mean, do you think their science curricula is up to snuff? You think their mathematics is great?
No, but I bet they can load a gun.
Oh, well, sure.
I bet they can do a bunch of crazy shit. I don't know.
Funny, I could do like that. I never learned that in school.
I don't know, man. There's just something. These Biden was. I heard Biden on TV trying to describe the Republicans, and he said they're a different kind of cat these days.
Yeah, it's really saying they're fucking crazy.
Hey, God. But these people are nuts. Like the dissident Nazi school group needs to get the fuck away from society.
The Ohio Department of Education is now actively reviewing compliance with statutory and regulatory requirements as a result of these media reports. The department on its website says if requirements are met, the district superintendent releases the student from required compulsory school attendance. This excuses the student and family from school attendance requirements in state law.
Right, but we can't send somebody to a fucking radicalized Nazi school. You know what I mean? Like,
parents simply have to agree to the following requirements.
Okay.
In Ohio. They must provide 900 hours of instruction per year.
Okay, whatever.
Notify the superintendent every year. And okay. Provide an assessment of the student's work.
Is there one that it says, please don't be white supremacist Nazi fucks don't or anything like that?
Don't we get to test them?
How is this fair to children? Really? I mean, shouldn't there be something else?
Oh my God. Parents or guardians who decide to homeschool their students are completely responsible for choosing the curriculum and the course of study. They select the curriculum and educational materials and take responsibility for educating their children.
Okay.
There is no state financial assistance for families who choose this option. Republicans want that. They want to kill public education and give money to religious schools and homeschool lunatics.
No, like John Malkovich said in the Pope TV show. No, 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 no. Fuck that shit. We are not funding Nazi school. Suck my dick. That's wrong. No,
the policy also states parents cannot be compelled to teach a curriculum contrary to their sincerely held religious beliefs.
No.
So they don't have to teach evolution.
No. What about that? What about every child in this country or wherever has the right to be educated and to have food and not grow up like a radicalized dumb fuck? Is that anywhere? Can we enforce that on any fucking level?
So they're saying these Nazis might not be in trouble because of that. They might just say it's their religious beliefs.
You know what? Nazis should be in trouble. These Nazis should be in trouble. Fuck this. I don't like this. We can't allow this. And like you said, imagine. The other thing is they want money.
The Ohio Department of Education does state, however, that parents who homeschool their children are required to teach a set number of topics as long as it doesn't interfere with their religious beliefs, including language, reading, spelling, geography, history of the United States and Ohio, government, math, science, health, physical education,
yes.
Fine arts, and community music. Yeah, there's a
good
lot
luck
of that
with
going
all
on.
That shit. I mean, listen,
first
man.
Aid, safety, and fire prevention.
Okay, gun shooting.
However, this is Vice, by the way.
Right.
A review of the content shared by the Lawrences in their group in their Telegram indicates that their primary focus is on indoctrinating their children with Nazi worldview.
Well, wow. Well, I mean, of course, because the name of their program or their group is. Isn't it dissident Nazi school fucks or something?
Dissident
school fucks?
Dissident homeschoolers or something. Ugh. Katya Lawrence openly told the white supremacist podcast Achtun Amerikaner.
That's like, hi, everybody. Here's a dog whistle. We're Nazis. Is that a dog whistle or is that just, hey?
She was on Achtun Amerikaner.
Nine!
Last year.
Give it
she
up for said the Nazis.
The reason she started the group was because she was, quote, having a rough time finding Nazi-approved school material for
what
my homeschooled
fuck?
Children.
You should have a very rough time finding. In fact, you shouldn't find any material. Nazi approved.
A number of assignments that she's shared on Telegram include lessons that allow children to practice writing by copying down quotes from Hitler and other Nazis.
Can we please put a stop to this fucking program, if you don't mind? Are we listening to what you just, read that again? What?
One of her assignments include lessons that allow children to practice writing by copying down quotes from Hitler and other Nazis.
Great. Perfect. Where is this? Where are these people? In Ohio? Holy fuck. This isn't like central fucking Florida. That's what this sounds like. Jeez. Let me copy down some Hitler sentences.
There's no room for anything like this or Nazism in Ohio, says Ohio Representative Jim Jordan.
Well, Jim, I got to beg to differ. I mean, God, that's pathetic. Did they get voucher money? Do these people that teach this weird Nazi curriculum, do they get voucher money from Ohio?
Listen to this other Republican in Ohio, Marcy Kaptur. She's a Democrat.
Yes.
And she declined to comment because they don't live in her district. I don't think this is something you need to not have an opinion on.
What? Nazi shit?
Yeah.
Nazis are bad.
She should say, I wholeheartedly condemn this. They're not in my district. I don't have... She's a Democrat. What the fuck is she doing?
Hey, I don't give a shit what district you're from.
Marcy.
I don't want Nazi textbooks or whatever the fuck.
You condemn that shit. You don't... I don't live in Ohio. I'm condemning the Nazi curricula for the homeschoolers.
Yeah, Nazis are bad no matter where you're at. Can we agree? Can we agree? How sad.
Man. There you go. I guess we're looking into it.
We're going to look into this Nazi shit and figure out what's going on, okay?
One person who was homeschooled as a child said that while such overtly neo-Nazi ideologies were not common.
Yes.
Not common. You notice that terminology.
Right. It's not common. But
in homeschooling curriculum, more watered down white supremacist views were widely embraced. Well, shocker. She said, I never heard that Martin Luther King was a revered figure who we should respect and look up to. I was actually taught that he was not a good person, and I did not figure out how wrong that was until I became an adult. A lot of homeschoolers belong to a fundamentalist Christian ideology that embraces white supremacist beliefs, and a lot of homeschool children have a more mild iteration of white supremacist ideologies built in.
Oh, that's insidious, right?
The fact that they lost the Civil War. They don't want to teach that.
Well, I mean, is that a progressive thing to necessarily teach? It's like these guys, like everybody.
It's insane.
Right. Before we get started with this history class, we are operating from our belief that, well, the fact that the South lost the Civil War. Can we all get behind that?
Now, wait a second.
Shit.
It was an illegal war started by the North.
Boy, man.
For states' rights.
What the fuck?
George Santos is in the news, everybody. You may have heard of him.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy that's been lying about a lot of things, right?
Yes.
Right. Which he's a Republican. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So things must really be bad because now someone has convinced him to recuse himself from his committee assignments until all this stuff is cleared up.
You know what I don't understand? Like, that just means he doesn't have to do any work, though, right? He's still getting paid the same. He just doesn't have to show up at these dumb committees that I can't imagine he gives a flying fuck about. He just gets to sit around at the pool. This is great news for this dumb shit.
He even went for what one would think would be a warm, soft lift blowjob on OAN.
What?
And they went after him on OAN. He got all testy and shit. Yeah. I mean,
damn, George. OAN even. God,
let me see if I have some audio of that.
Jeez, I mean, Santos, he can't find a George Santo. Is it just Santo?
Santos.
Santos.
George Santos, thank you for joining me. The American people are obviously very eager to hear from you, so let's just get right to it. George, your entrance into politics has come at a time.
First of all, what is your name? What should I call you by? There's 87 names out there for you.
Is that even?
So, Ann, don't forget. So, Ann,
your interest in your entrance in politics has been fucking nuts. There's no other way.
Yes,
it's been
yes.
Batshit motherfucking crazy. You're lying about it.
Obviously, very eager to hear from you. So, let's just get right to it. George, your entrance into politics has come at a time when the misconduct and the misdeeds of our elected officials have really shattered the contract between the American voters and their leaders.
Okay.
With that being said, you have said, as humiliating as it is, you want to take your medicine. You want to address the accusations and tell your story. So what is the story of George Santos, and how did it become a story of mistruths?
So thank you for having me, Caitlin. I think it's important that America understands, you know, that a lot can be said, a lot can be done, but that people should be judged on their actions.
Yes.
And not.
Yes. The act of lying about every fucking thing. Lying is an action, you fuck. Lying is an action.
Yeah. You've been lying the whole time.
We should only judge you on your interpretive dance moves.
We don't even know who you are. Yeah. He is a dancer, right? He did do drag.
Yeah.
He did drag, so he danced a little.
So we should judge you on stealing money from a guy whose dog had cancer?
Well, wait. I think
a homeless vet?
I think you're on to something. We should judge him for his dancing. That is something we could see and quantify, couldn't we? I mean,
can we?
I don't know.
He's lying about that.
George, dance for us right now.
It become a story of mistruths.
So thank you for having me, Caitlin. I think it's important that America understands, you know, that a lot can be said, a lot can be done, but that people should be judged on their actions and not by trial by fire through the media, which is what I've experienced for the last couple of weeks.
He is an irritating little fuck. He's got that vocal fry thing going that's very pretentious. And
but
it's like,
he's mad at the media for finding him out.
Well, what do you want them to do, George?
He's not denying any of the shit. I mean, he tried to deny the drag stuff. And
right.
Then there's pictures and video. And he's like, oh, well, I did do it that one time for fun at a party. And then there's people who have more video. And he's like, well, you know, I might have done it a couple times.
I mean, doesn't he think there are people looking into every aspect of his fucking life at this point, right?
It's very unfair.
It is.
Very unfair.
It is, man. I'm sorry,
opening,
George.
You said that.
He's a Republican. He's got to climb up on that cross and play the victim no matter what.
Listen to his vocal fry.
You said that politicians have broken the fabric of trust with the American people, but that trust has been broken through betrayal in elections when they campaign on certain issues. And when they go into their offices, they be.
His argument basically is, so what? I lied about everything in my entire existence.
Well,
hey, I'm going to do what I said I did. I'm going to vote shitty. I'm going to vote for shitty Republican policy.
Right. That's not a bad angle if you're a Republican. I think that is kind of.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, that works.
Behave and act and vote and deliver completely opposite of what they promised during the electoral process. So that's more so what I believe you're referencing to and to what the
referring. to.
Well, okay.
Or referencing.
Listen, man. George, there's a lot of criticisms here. I think this one maybe, you know, you just have to overlook.
English
something.
May not be his first language. I don't want to shit on him.
We don't know what he is.
So what I believe you're referencing to and to what the American people has learned to feel deception on.
George, oh,
God.
Deception.
Blah, 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 blah.
Deception. Who says that in a
deception on
deception? No, that's Tennessee Williams. That's Glass Menagerie. The mother finds out that Laura has not been taking her typing classes.
That's right. Spoiler alert.
Hanging out in the park.
Representative George Santos will be stepping down from his two committee assignments in the House of Representatives.
Bye-bye.
Reports confirm that Santos had said during a Republican conference meeting that he will recuse himself from those assignments.
So what? Go fuck yourself.
He's being removed from the Small Business Committee and the Science Committee.
Well, I mean, there's Republicans on those too. So it's like, whatever.
They're in charge. There's a... Who's the chair of the science committee?
Hi, I'm Jim Jordan, everybody. Welcome to science. Matt Gaetz.
It's going to drive me crazy.
It's going to be somebody stupid. Prepare to be disappointed.
I don't know who this is, but he's from Oklahoma. Frank Lucas from Oklahoma.
I don't know. Maybe he's a progressive.
I'm deeply honored that my colleagues have chosen me to lead the Science, Space, and Technology Committee.
Okay. And
blah, blah, blah. Forward-looking issues, including securing our supply chain for advanced technologies, renewing our leadership in space and aeronautics, researching ways to make American energy cleaner and more affordable.
Okay.
Combating the threats we face from the Chinese Communist Party.
Are you kidding?
No, this is his statement.
I thought you added that part.
No, that's in here.
This is the science? That's in the mission statement of the guy in charge of science? Cool. We don't want the Chinese Communist Party fucking with our science.
Wonder if he has a science background. Do you think he's...
Fuck you, at bioexperience. I ain't gonna have these Chinese fucking with science. God damn.
He
has a science background. Jeez.
He's Oklahoma's largest congressional district.
Perfect. I mean, they should have someone there with a science background in that state, because don't they have a lot of environmental issues going on, like these earthquakes from fracking and superstorms? Someone with a science background that could help their state.
He was born in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
Put him in charge of science. Why don't they get rid of science, though?
He's a fifth generation Oklahoman.
Okay.
His family has farmed in western Oklahoma for over 100 years.
There's a lot of science in farming. There's all the science in farming.
So he must be a farmer. I don't have...
Right.
I don't have a bio on him, really, though.
Photosynthesis is involved with farming, gravity, the molecules, things of that nature, animals.
He's been...
weather.
On the agricultural committees.
There's science in that.
He's the House Science Committee.
There you go.
So, there you go.
This guy knows his shit, obviously.
Anyway.
I'm sure there's nothing wrong with him.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been facing mounting pressure over Santos and continually questioned about whether he would be allowed to remain on committees. Recent revelations have shown that the New York representative fabricated his work in education history, among other things.
Well, I mean, you know, he fabricated. I mean, but think about that for a second. If you're fabricating your work and education history in a resume, what is left that you have not fabricated? Because that's pretty much everything.
Well, yeah.
I have fabricated my work and education history, but everything I do for fun is real.
God, this guy is shameless. He doesn't give a fuck.
This is Mother Jones.
Okay.
Last week, Mother Jones reported more than a dozen top donors to Representative George Santos's first campaign for Congress did not appear to exist.
No. Oh.
The donations from people whose names or addresses could not be confirmed totaled over $30,000. The pattern of questionable contributions
yes.
extends to Santos's successful campaign last year, they've discovered, Mother right. Jones. According to Santos's campaign filings with the FEC, his recent campaign pulled in more than $45,000 from relatives
okay.
who lived in Queens. This included a mail handler who gave more than $4,000, a painter who donated the maximum of $5,800.
Well, that's nice.
And a student who also contributed $5,800.
Wow, that's a lot.
One of Santos's relatives, who was recorded as giving $5,800, says they did not make any donation of 1 cent to George Santos.
Now, okay, there we go. That's interesting.
Where is all this money coming from?
Well, it's, people went in there and donated.
Mother Jones, a reporter, visited the Queens home of this relative, informed that two donations of $2,900 each were listed under the person's name and address in Santos's campaign finance reports. The relative, asking not to be identified, said, "I'm dumbfounded. The relative have no idea where the money for these donations came from."
Well,
and said, "It's all news to me. I don't have that money to throw around."
Well, okay. Now, let me say this. Sometimes for people's birthday, you might say, you know, for your birthday this year, I'm going to give a $25 donation to the World Wildlife Fund in your name.
Okay.
Right. How is that any different from me saying I'm going to donate $5,800 to George
to myself in your name?
Yeah.
Or Russia's going to donate $2,500 in your name.
Well, I mean, I think what's going on here is there's a mistake somewhere.
The relative's account raises the possibility that money was improperly donated to Santos's most recent campaign.
Well, that's shocking, isn't it?
Under a federal campaign finance law, it is illegal to make a contribution using a false name or the name of someone else.
Why is it always that? Wait, now this guy's a Republican?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, let me check.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Wow, that's surprising, isn't it? Jeez.
Santos's 2022 campaign filings lists his sister Tiffany.
Yes.
Giving more than $5,000.
Damn. But she didn't.
She would not confirm or deny whether she had made. The sister won't even confirm or deny because she knows that she could get arrested.
And he used their information to make it appear less suspicious.
Last month, the Daily Beast reported that New York court records show that Tiffany is facing eviction for failure to pay rent. She doesn't have $5,000 to give her
brother.
Well,
that's why. But that's why, because she's too caught up in her brother's campaign. She donated her rent.
Or she's broke as fuck and he lied and said she gave $5,000 when he got it from Putin.
Maybe he gave her some money for... You know, it's all of the possibilities here sort of point to election fraud, kind of, right? Is this election fraud? I mean,
well, that's what they're going to look into, I guess.
What is there to look into? It seems like he did some bullshit. You got to just go get this guy.
Santos's 2020 campaign finance reports listed Stephen Berger as a $2,500 donor, noted that he was a retiree who lived on Brant Road in Brawley, California. But the homeowner who lives at that address, William Brandt,
yes,
a prominent rancher and Republican donor, said he doesn't know any of these people.
Right.
And there's no Stephen Berger, has any Stephen Berger ever lived at his address.
Oh, okay.
And he has never contributed a dime to Santos.
Okay. Well, then there's obviously a misunderstanding. They use the wrong address. And the wrong name.
According to FEC records, the same name contributed $21,600 to Santos's campaign and political committees supporting Santos during the most recent election.
Okay, here's the problem. They're entering all this information on a spreadsheet, and these are autocomplete. These are autocompleting issues. And they didn't mean to
to notate it. That's exactly what I would say if I was them. These are mess. These are typos, guys. It's not my fault.
Several complaints regarding Santos's campaign finances have been filed with the FEC. He's under investigation by local, state, and federal law enforcement. The Justice Department recently told the FEC to stand down.
Yes.
As federal prosecutors are pursuing a criminal investigation of his campaign finance practices.
Hey, Aunt So-and-so. This is George. I haven't talked to you in a while. Just want to tell you if someone...
Who?
No, it's George.
Who?
If someone calls from the FEC, will you please tell them that you did indeed donate $5,800 to my campaign?
We don't know what name he's going under, though. He might... Who?
Oh, a different alias.
Yeah, we don't know what his name is these days.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
I mean, he must be calling. He's like, listen, just say that you donated the fucking money. But I didn't. You have to, or I'm gonna die in jail. I don't care.
Ugh. Yeah. What time is it? Oh, we're racing through the show here.
Poor George Santos.
Poor George.
You dumb fuck.
Thoughts and prayers to George.
He just thought no one would look into the election shit.
Yeah, there's a probability.
How could the same person, somebody with no money, gave you $5,800?
He got away with it before. In 2000.
Right.
So why wouldn't he think he could get away with it now? And that also probably says that's part of the best practices of the Republican Party.
What do you mean? Lying?
Spreading fake donations around when they're coming from one or two rich cons foreign interest.
Well, what I've never understood is like, why don't they just make up an LLC and then have the shell company donate money from your...
They're doing that too. That's what Lev and Igor did.
Oh, for Rudy.
Remember?
Right.
Rudy's buddies.
Oh, yeah, sure. God.
I know, it's insane.
It's astounding. It's crazy.
We've got our friends across the pond.
Hello, Governor.
Are sick of bullshit as Britain, as half a million workers have gone on strike.
Right. Half a million?
Over there.
I just want to make sure that number's accurate. That one person.
A long, yeah, half, 17 million.
Wait, no. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Margie. Thought $5.1 billion was CRT, though, right?
Long-standing dispute over wages and working conditions came to a head today as hundreds of thousands of British workers took part in what organizers said was the biggest day of industrial action in over a decade.
Right.
Around 500,000 workers joined the day of mass action. Teachers, yay, train drivers, university
hell
lecturers.
Yes. Yes.
Bus drivers, civil servants, and airport workers marched out.
I love it.
The major discontent comes amid rampant inflation and years of stagnant wage growth.
I mean, my God, if you think about the how gas prices skyrocketed during the pandemic, and that story you did the other day about how that was just bullshit. That was
And there's another one about Exxon alone.
Right.
Having record profits.
God, we should all be marching into the streets. What the fuck? That is insane.
Downing Street warned the Brits, the strike would cause significant disruption.
Go fuck yourself.
Thousands of schools were closed. Around 85% of schools in England and Wales are said to be affected. Trains in England have stopped running.
That's right.
British nurses are on strike over pay, testing a healthcare system in crisis. Walkout Wednesday is how the Daily Mail described it, calling it a general strike in all but name.
Right. Yeah, man. Fuck this shit.
The Day of Coordinated Action is just the latest of what British newspapers dubbed the Winter of Discontent, named after a period of 1978-79, marked by widespread work stoppages.
Right.
That's what we need to do here. We don't do that here. We have just individual industries that do it once in a while. We need a general fucking strike. Everybody says, fuck you, you assholes.
I think the problem is in this country is like, I don't know what that is. Like we can't all come together and make the oligarchs stop fucking us.
Well, and we don't have the protections.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
They have laws over there that they've made them pass.
You say there's more
to treat them better. Yeah.
Protections in the EU and the UK for workers than over here.
Some.
Of course.
Still rat fucking of poor and middle class, but and steadily increasing rat fucking.
Yes.
But there's a lot more social programs and everything over there, obviously.
Right.
Universal health care. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
The Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, introduced a law mandating a minimum service level that allows employers to enforce basic services during strikes in areas such as health, railways, education, fire, and border security. I don't know what that means.
They want to say certain industries can't go on strike because they're essential.
Well, how do you stop someone that says, fuck you, I'm going on strike?
There's a law. They want to make a law that says you're
essential. Fuck you, I'm going on strike. Fuck your law.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, various workers have been on strike en masse since last summer. And since then, the scale of the strikes has only escalated. Workers are underpaid, they say, and overworked, and their actual salaries have not kept pace with rising costs for many years. Well, that's capitalism.
Right. And it's fucking bullshit.
For example, according to the Institute for Fiscal Studies,
hello,
mid-level teachers' salaries fell by 9 to 10% in real terms. That's when you Jeez. Take into the cost of living and inflation,
shit, right?
Between 2010 and 2022, 10% in 10 years.
That means you have to exist on 10% less.
Yes. The government says it can't pay teachers what they're asking because it would fuel inflation.
Oh, fuck off.
Which is already over 10%. Hey, I've got an idea. How about taxing the rich cunts over there even more?
And also, you have to pay people a living wage. I don't give a fuck about your fears about inflation because think about it. That means you're not actually paying people a living wage right now. So their wage isn't enough to live on.
And that's where the evil fucks come in and decide what is real work and what isn't. And then they'll say, well, you should get a real job. You should get a better education. I find the person pushing a broom infinitely more noble and worthwhile to our society than some twunt sitting in a cube moving money around for rich assholes.
Fuck that. A real job. Everybody's got to eat real food, breathe real air, exist in this fucking... God, real. I mean, what a real job is a real job. Like a fucking associate vice president at some insurance brokerage firm. Is that real?
Meanwhile, Britain's wages are shit too.
Yeah,
their minimum wage, is going to £10.42 an hour.
Wow. It seems like it would be more.
And that's shit. Now, they do have universal health care.
Right.
And stuff like that.
Transportation, but sick leave, things like that. But still, that's not enough. I mean, England's expensive.
But 12, 13 bucks an hour is not
that ain't enough.
Not a good, especially in
Fuck that.
London.
Are you can't kidding live. Me? You can't exist in that city for that.
Rock on. We stand with our labor brothers and otherin, however you identify.
Yeah, you dumb oligarchs. Maybe toss down some more lumps of coal.
These people really need to remember that they're rich at society's behest and things could go horribly wrong. None of us want that.
No, of course not. None of us want that,
but things could go horribly wrong for them if the entire economic system collapses. Your zeros in a Cayman account mean fuck all.
Right, and they're nervy, the nerve of these oligarchs. Imagine Jeff Bezos is okay with building a boat that to get out to sea, he has to blow up a bridge to make happen.
Well,
I mean,
disassemble and reassemble.
It was his plan for a bit. I mean, that's fucking crazy. He wasn't going to
destroy it.
These oligarchs are out of control.
But how am I going to get my boat out there?
Fuck, why don't you buy a boat that exists already? Really?
Why is that big enough?
The thing is, you know, the thing is, it's, you might as well sink these things, because when people seize these giant boats, the upkeep on them just to have them exist is expensive. I mean, it's a significant.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brady's retiring, blah, 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 blah. Again.
Oh, the Trumpist.
Wah, wah, wah.
Sucky, goodbye. Sucky, Jackie, cheater. Jackie.
Deflating cheater.
Go fuck yourself, Tom.
Deflator.
He plays for a Florida team. The Buccaneers, right?
Yeah. What is this?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, Mr. Issa just made reference to how important it is for us to display our commitment to the Constitution and to commit to defend it aggressively. So I'd like to offer an amendment to the amendment, adding in the second paragraph where the chair may designate an individual to lead the Pledge of Allegiance to add the following language. Provided, however, the pledge shall not be led by an individual who supported an insurrection against the government of the United States in any way. Because I think if we adopt this amendment.
So he's referring to a performance art, leading of the state of the Pledge of Allegiance today by our representative, Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, that is crazy.
That's his, Matt Gaetz's amendment.
Yeah. Matt Gaetz's amendment.
Matt Gaetz wants an amendment to mandate the Pledge of Allegiance being read and pledged to before every hearing.
Right. And this guy's amendment is genius. And it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, this is David
Cicilline.
David Cicilline. We like him.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We like Cicilline.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, what, Matt, why would you be? Didn't he help plan the insurrection?
Thank you.
Let's skip a little.
In representing that, stating this pledge is an affirmation of your defense of democracy and the Constitution. It's hard to take that claim seriously if, in fact, an individual who in any way supported an insurrection against the government of the United States is allowed to lead the pledge. So I would ask Mr. Gaetz to accept this friendly amendment, and I look forward to supporting
it. Would the gentleman yield for
I first ask
question?
Mr. Gaetz if he'll support the amendment.
Cicilline. I want to ask Mr. Gaetz if he'll support the amendment.
See,
to make sure that someone who led an insurrection
have.
Against the United States doesn't make a mockery of the Pledge of Allegiance and stand before this committee with their hand over their heart claiming to support the Constitution.
Mr. Cicilline, my concern would be if your definition of an insurrection is objecting to electors, then there would be many Democrats on the committee that wouldn't be eligible to lead the pledge since so many
That's
objected.
Not my definition of
I mean,
an
the last Republican president
I'll
to get sworn in absent
I'll
Democrat objectors was George Herbert Walker Bush.
Claiming my time, Mr. Gaetz, I will allow the chairman to determine whether or not someone has participated in insurrection in the United States. I think this language is important.
Would the gentleman further yield?
I'm asking Mr. Gaetz, will you now accept the amendment?
Well, I'm concerned that you may be disqualifying too many of your own members, Mr. Cicilline.
I'm not concerned about that at all. Then agree to the amendment.
Let's
make this real. If you want to give someone the right to stand before the House Judiciary.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Thank God Matt Gaetz is on a committee, too, right? Margie, Matt Gaetz, we're so
you know,
happy of
right.
all these Republicans that are on these fucking committees.
You know, the thing is that they'll never have is they just aren't smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't have David Cicilline. This is good. I like this.
This
Matt
says,
Gaetz, he doesn't know what to fucking do.
This says, check out the extra stupid look on Gaetz's mug when Cicilline calls his bluff. This is what's going on in the halls of Congress right now.
Right, right. But I mean, David Cicilline's right. If we're gonna make people say the Pledge of Allegiance before every fucking hearing, can at least be with someone that didn't try to overthrow the government? Because it's weird, right?
Yes.
It would be weird.
Boebert did some performance art, too. She's very upset that OAN, or no, Newsmax has been removed from DirecTV.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Sorry, guys. Boebert.
So this is small government people.
Right.
Who want to mandate...
Newsmax?
That a profit losing crazy right wing station
weird.
that DirecTV be forced to carry them.
That sounds like socialism, or that sounds like big government. Yeah. That's television socialism. I mean, you know.
Are you officially endorsing former President Trump for president 2024?
I don't think I haven't endorsed President Trump. Of course, I support him for being our next president. I think it's going to be a fantastic race. I can't wait until he actually starts campaigning. And of course, I endorse President Trump.
But you notice she didn't say for in the primary.
Right.
She endorses him to be the next president.
Yes. So what are you saying? Is she going to be on a ticket?
No.
We so greatly appreciate your support and your voice on this matter. Talk to us about what Congress can do here to put an end to what we're seeing in this blatant infringement on the First Amendment.
Well, to start off with, I joined a letter to the owners of DirecTV to express the.
This is on Newsmax, by the way, that's why the host was saying,
yes.
"Look at this horrible attack on the First Amendment." It's not the First Amendment; it's capitalism, asshole.
Yes.
It's they're not making money, and DirecTV is like, "Fuck it, we're going to drop them."
Right. I think I want to drop this Nazi network where we're not making. It's a loss.
Right.
Nobody wants a loser Nazi network on their shit. I mean, where's the upside? They're not really selling me on the fact, like, what does this network get out of having you? No one's watching you.
Let's get out of here.
Yay.
Back tomorrow, Thursday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
Right.
Turn that music down just a snitch. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. Check out what Ryan's doing. He is on the internet at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
It's all the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed evenings to all. We'll hit you up again tomorrow.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.